I love the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostle. We're being introduced to St. Barnabas. And the scripture tells us that he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit. How did they know that he was a good man? The scripture tells us that he rejoiced in the Lord and he encouraged the disciples to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. My brothers and sisters, this is who we are called to be as Christians. Following the example of the apostles, the one who were sent out in the name of Christ to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. Number one, like St. Barnabas, are we rejoicing in the Lord or are we all doom and gloom? Number two, do we encourage one another to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart or not? The words that come out of our mouth, do they help us to encourage other people or are we putting other people down? Are we justifying ourselves or are we only glorifying ourselves? St. Barnabas rejoiced in the Lord and he encouraged Christians to remain firm in the Lord. This is what we must do, my brothers and sisters, too, as Christians. And the first reading today ends with in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. In Antioch, we begin to see a growth, a maturation in the first believers that they now find themselves as Christians. And what does Christians mean? To be a disciple of Christ, to belong to Christ, and to follow him at all cost. And how do we follow Christ? Jesus said very clearly that that his sheep hear his voice. He know them and they follow him. Do we know the Lord? Do we listen to the Lord? And do we follow the Lord or not? The gospel reading tells us today that the Jewish people didn't understand who Jesus was. They were looking for the Messiah, but their understanding of the Messiah was different than what Jesus tried to reveal to them. They understood the Messiah, the anointed of the Lord, to come in order to free them from the enslavement to the Roman Empire, to restore the Davidic kingdom, and to bring back a time of prosperity for the chosen people. They understood the Messiah or the chosen or the anointed one in the sense of political, social, or very humanistic understanding. But that was not who Jesus was. He came to show us the love of the Father. He came to show us who we are as beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. That's why Jesus ends today by saying that the Father and I are one. To know Jesus is to know the Father. To know Jesus is by the working, the power and working of the Holy Spirit. We are being more transformed into Christ himself, calling out to God, Abba, Father, I love you. Knowing Jesus is knowing our belovedness in the Father and being okay with that. So, which lead me toward the first reading again today. If we know who Christ is, if we know who we are in Christ, then we must rejoice. Rejoice always, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord hath loved us, that the Lord hath won the world, and that our final destination is the heavenly homeland. And our dignity, our mission, our purpose is the Father's beloved. to become more like Christ each day, and to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us deep from within, to shed away the things of this world, the enslavement to this world, so that we belong to Him and love Him with our whole heart. And once we love Him with our whole heart, we might encourage our brothers and sisters as well, so that we can all stay firm in the faith.